Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Welcome back to a new week, new episode. Excited to chat this week. I feel like we had so many questions for our Q&A last week that we had to split it up into two parts. So this week we're just kind of going to do a part two. So thank you guys for submitting all the questions because they were all so good. We didn't want to cut any out. So Q&A part two this week.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we'll do our updates and influences and all the fun things. I feel like, okay, updates. Starting with updates, we had the most amazing spa day on Friday.
It was so nice. Alyssa did it for my birthday, which was so sweet. So we just had a girls' spa day and it was like such a perfect spa day.
The perfect itinerary, so honestly. I love. We go to the spa at the Rancho Valencia in Rancho Santa Fe, and it's so beautiful. I feel like it's so tucked away, kind of in, like, the mountains. It's very peaceful. Mm-hmm. It has such good energy. And when you book a spa appointment, so if you get, like, a facial or a massage, then you get access to the facilities all day. And they have a ton of things that you can fill your day with. So they have, you could do workout classes. Like they have Pilates, yoga. What else? They kind of have a lot of stuff. They have like a booked calendar. They have outdoor walks, which we did like an outdoor walk / meditation. There's like so many things you can put in your day. They have a pool so you can lay by the pool. So yeah, we just did all the things basically, and they have the pony room is there. If you have heard of that, I feel like people talk
it's
about
a good
it.
Spot.
I don't know. Yeah, the food is really, really good there. So we ate breakfast and dinner there, and it was both meals were really yummy.
Mm-hmm.
So would definitely go back there for just like a normal dinner spot because it was so yummy. But yeah, we had a early massage because they were fully booked for basically weeks. The only slots that were available were 7:30 a.m. or 6:30 p.m. But I feel like it's nice to kind of start the day with your massage and then kind of do all the other stuff. So we got up early and did the 7:30 a.m. massages, but honestly, I felt like it worked out so perfectly.
Yeah, it really did.
And with the schedule that we like to do there. So super early massage. And then we got breakfast at the pony room. And it was super yummy. Just like a nice breakfast before our little route to rise is what it's called. Excursion, which is where you walk around the property and you do kind of meditation and stretches along the way at different points. It's led by a yoga instructor and you get to see their chickens and their garden. And they said when they can, a lot of the food that they grow there, they incorporate it into the menus. So love that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like it was such a nice day out too. I feel like the weather in San Diego is finally beautiful again, where it's nice, warm, sunny with a slight breeze because we had a good bit of rain happening for a couple weeks. So excited to be back into the nice weather. So just the most beautiful day to be walking around outside. So we did that. And then what did we do after that? We laid by the pool.
Love a pool and lunch moment with a salad and fries.
The best.
It's like the best.
It doesn't get better than that. And a green juice.
Oh, yeah. So nice. That spa was so relaxing.
We stayed there for a couple hours. And then they have a, what's it?
It's like a hydro circuit. Something.
Yeah. Hydro circuit, I think it's called.
Yeah.
So have a steam room if you want. They have the sauna and the cold plunge and then just regular jacuzzis. So it tells you like how to do the circuit. So we did a 10-minute sauna and then we both did a 3-minute cold plunge, which was amazing.
Yeah.
That's the longest one she's ever done, I think.
I know. I was like, well, guess I'm gonna go for it. Cold plunges are so nice. However, it like really spikes my heart rate, but like it's so good.
But it's so Elizabeth funny because I feel like it has the opposite effect of me. Yeah.
I know.
So,
but you feel like you just drank like 10 cups of coffee after without the jitters and like caffeine rush and headaches. So, oh my God, I just love it. I love it.
Yeah. And then we sat kind of, it wasn't like a hot jacuzzi. I feel like it's a, like, right? Like that was not a jacuzzi. Like that's a.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a warm, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Where you kind of just warm up after the cold plunge situation. So we sat in there for a little bit and then we had a sound bath meditation after that one is like 4 o'clock. And that is the best sound bath meditation I think I've ever been to. There are so many bowls and gongs and I don't know, just the guy who facilitates it is so good. He truly transports you out of your body for this meditation, and it happens every single time. And I've never been to another sound bath as, I guess, intense with this many tools. Or
I haven't either, and I feel like I've gone to a lot of sound baths. That one is definitely the best one. He has so many different tools. Like, he added, like, a water one at the end, and I've never had
someone do that before. I truly thought he was pouring water for everyone. I was like, what are we doing now?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, he was, I don't know what he was doing. I wish I could, I want to like observe it without my eyes closed. Cause I'm so curious how he does it, but that was such a good one. I felt like I was lucid dreaming, like half asleep, half awake.
And it was a full class too. They fit so many people into this. This was the most booked one we've been to. The last one wasn't as booked, but this one we were like squeezing people into the room. But I feel like that just goes to show how good it is. So
yeah,
that was, and it's in the most beautiful part, in my opinion, of the property where they have the yoga on. I don't even know if that's a pond, like on this water situation.
I know, I don't really know what it is.
It's so beautiful.
They built
so
it like really nice.
Yeah. So that was nice. And then to wrap up the day, we had dinner at the Pony. I keep wanting to say Pony Club, but I have to correct myself.
I know.
Myself.
Like, and chaperone. It's the Pony Club.
We had dinner at the Pink Pony Club. Just kidding. The Pony Room. And it was so good. They have this focaccia that I think they make there, and it was so yummy, and they drizzled honey on it. And then we got the caviar on the potatoes just to try because we're in our caviar era and we just like to try caviar now. So
I feel like it's such a fun thing to get.
Yeah. And then Danielle got salmon and I got a nice burger, and I just feel like the food was so good, and they have so many food options, just like all the different like fish, steak, burger, tacos, like pasta. They had everything, and so I feel like you could find something for everyone there. So it was just good vibes.
Yeah, it was really good vibes. That was a really good day.
Yeah. And if you guys know who Annie Lawless is, she owns the makeup brand Lawless. We saw her there and we said hi, and she was so stunning.
Literally
so beautiful,
so sweet too,
so nice and sweet, like literal angel. So that was really cool that we got to see her there. I feel like it's also a good place for people watching. Like, there are really interesting, in a cool way, people walking around. So, yeah, it was a full day. We were there 7:30 a.m. to basically 7:30 p.m., I think. Like, it was...
I know. We were there for, like, 12 hours.
Which you might as well.
I know, we really made the most out of it. And that's a little life hack. Like, getting a massage at a spa usually means you get access to the facilities and the pool, which, like, you can make a whole day out of it. So that was super fun. Super fun way to spend a birthday. And then tonight we're going to Kelsey Ballerini. And I'm so excited.
I think she was in LA yesterday. Oh, really? I've been wanting to see her for so long. And, well, I wanted to see her when she was fully in her country era, but I never had the chance to. I don't know. Like, I just feel like I didn't know. The last time she was in San Diego, I didn't know she was in San Diego. And I was so sad that she was wearing this pair of jeans that I was, like, obsessed with. And I bought them. And
Wait, from which ones? From
I
where?
Named them my Kelsey Ballerini jeans.
Are you wearing them tonight?
I am going to wear them. They're the area ones with the slit on the thighs.
Oh, okay,
with
yeah.
The, like, jewels, I guess, around it.
Yes, love those. Oh, and Taylor wore those at some point.
So good. So I'm pulling out my Kelsea Ballerini jeans.
Cute.
To wear at the concert, and I'm so excited. Yeah, I love her. I have loved her for so long, and so I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be like happy so
for her
fun.
Arena tour. So
I know.
Yeah, I can't wait. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it for updates. Do you want to share your influence of the week?
Yes, my influence of the week is layering those chunky, colorful acrylic bangles. I think it's so fun for spring and summer. I feel like I just skipped spring and went straight to summer, honestly.
Honestly, I'm down
Hawaii.
For that.
I know. I am too. I'm just excited. So, but I feel like every single thing that I wore in Hawaii, like as soon as I put on those bracelets, I felt like I had so many different colors too. It like elevates it, makes it so much more fun. I feel like I got so many compliments when I had them on, and I love how everything pretty much came out wearing them. I just think it's so fun, and I keep seeing more people do it, more brands come out with different colors and different versions, and I think it's a really fun accessory for spring and summer, especially like as we're transitioning in, because I feel like it just makes the outfit. Like you could wear like the most basic things, and it'll just really elevate it. So
for the girls who want to get some bracelets, where are you buying them?
Okay, first of all, so many are on Amazon now, but also Revolve. I keep getting served ads on Instagram. There's another brand that's selling them. I keep getting served an ad and I cannot remember the name. If you look up the color you want, chunky acrylic bangle, you'll find it on Google, and like so many people are selling them now. But I have a really cute one, a white one from, who was that girl, that girl's brand that we went to at Paris Fashion Week? I forget her name.
Oh my gosh, I literally took mine out the other day.
Like Georgina something.
Georgina Down is the stylist who was doing the collab. Let me see if I can find it really fast, because
I got, yeah, interesting. I know there's like some, there was a brand I bought from, I think it's called Susmies, like Susmies. I think they're from Spain. A lot of like European brands have different ones, like the colorful ones. Mm-hmm. But now it's becoming more into like Revolve and bigger brands having them. But there are on Amazon
Noah
too.
The Label.
Okay, Noah the Label. I love that one. Honestly, yeah. That one compared to some of the Amazon ones is like very noticeably different. But yeah, love that.
I got a set, like that marbly set that I wore in the south of France. That one was from Revolve. And I think the brand is called like, starts with an E. Like it's like Epiphany or something.
Okay, like I feel like I saw that recently.
Completely wrong, but it was on Revolve, and
Revolve has really good accessories right now.
Let me see if I can search it. Okay, yeah, so it's Epiphene. Epiphany.
Okay,
right,
love that.
They have the set, and it's like it's called the Marble Resin Bangles, and I love them.
They're so cute. Like I just think it's such a fun accessory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like
so. Yeah.
Love that.
That's mine. What about you?
I feel like I'm in my workout era. I feel like if you watch my stories, I probably post something every day related to that.
Love.
And I'm really trying to find my perfect schedule where I don't want to do just one thing. Like, I don't want to do just Pilates. So recently I've seen a ton of San Diego girlies on social media that I'm connected with starting to do weightlifting. And so I was like, you know what? I need to get back in to that. And I feel like, honestly, it feels so good to be strong. I don't know if that's
right,
but it just like feels good. So I'm incorporating weightlifting and also lots of protein into my diet, mm-hmm. so that can like help my body get stronger, recover faster, and all that. So I just feel like I'm in my weightlifting protein era, and still doing Pilates and all that, because I think it's really good for your body to kind of have a mix and not do the same thing repetitively. But with the weightlifting, I am excited because it's a girls group, basically a small group of girls with a trainer, and the trainer's also a girl. So I feel like girls, like, get girls, you know what I mean? And they just, like, get it. They get how you, like, want your physique to look and, like, your goals. And so, yeah, I did my first one this past week, and I really liked it. It was really fun. I feel like everyone was so nice. And so I'm really excited. And Danielle also signed up for a class.
Yes. Next you week. Influenced so, me.
So excited. But, yeah, I feel like, and I just love wearing all the cute workout sets. It motivates me. And I think I'm one of those kinds of people that has to work out in the morning, because I feel like if I don't get it done in the morning, then it stresses me out all day, because I'm like, okay, I have like to go to this thing
for it. Yeah,
all day.
I totally feel that.
So I'm like, if I do it in the morning, I get it done, and then I'm like, okay, yay, I can check that off my list and then, like, do the rest of my day basically. So all of my classes are earlier, which I love to sleep in, but I feel like that's also really good for me to have a couple days a week to get up early and to, like, go do that. So I've really been loving that, and it's been fun so far. So I feel like I'm finally, like, getting my groove, getting my routine with, like, my Pilates days and my lifting days and my rest days. So that's great.
Yeah, so fun. Honestly, so yeah, killing it.
My current influence. And I feel like the girls who are there are, like, so strong, and I'm just like, okay, dang. Like, I'm...
Yeah, I'm sure, like, so, really inspirational.
Yeah. So... Yeah, excited to be doing that consistently. And I feel like once I sign up for a class, I'm committed. So I have to, like, pre-sign up for all the things, like, make my schedule. And then that way I won't be wishy-washy, like, back and forth with it. Like, once I'm signed up, like, I'm going. So I just have to do that. And then, yeah. So loving that right now. So that's my influence of the week.
Love.
So... Okay, well, we did want to chat about Coachella a little bit because we do get questions about it. It is coming up, and I'm pretty sure we have specific episodes dedicated to either Coachella and or festival season in general, because it could apply to any festival, basically. I feel like a lot of brands are starting to activate more around them. Like, I remember last year seeing a lot of brands doing Lollapalooza stuff, and I feel like that wasn't... It was, like, kind of the first year that there was, like, a lot.
Yeah, I feel like brands are trying to get into the music scene, too.
Yeah, definitely. So,
yeah,
if you are going to Coachella, we just wanted to share a couple bits, basically. And when we say Coachella, we are actually not going into the festival, at least not yet. Danielle's manifesting that we are, but...
I want to see Lady Gaga, but also manifested last year. It didn't work out, so...
That's okay. We'll see what the universe has planned.
Yeah.
If we're meant to be there, then we will be.
Yeah.
Exactly. But normally we don't actually go into the festival. We just go to the desert to... be where kind of all the brand events are happening and all that stuff. And I feel like a lot of brands do host. Yeah. And they host mini concerts all around too.
Yeah.
So you can still kind of get the experience and the vibes without having to go to Coachella if actual Coachella is not really your thing per se. So
if you don't want to spend the money, because it is pretty expensive. I think it's around like $500 for a ticket.
Yeah.
And usually they sell out. So then you have to buy pre-sale. So you don't have to go into the festival, and you could even just go for like a day and do some brand stuff and then drive back, or like show
like some people
brands that you go to Coachella.
But I feel like they remember to dress up, kind of wear outfits, and then go to the events. So when we say we go to Coachella, just know we're not actually going into the festival. And I feel like a lot of creators are the same way when it comes to that, unless you are a diehard music person and you love all the artists. For me, I feel like I love very specific artists, and so I would personally rather just go to that one artist's own concert than have to pay to see all these different artists, you know what I mean? But if you love all of them, then it's the perfect setup. Like, I feel like Lollapalooza has like such a good lineup.
Yeah, their lineup
has like
is
a lot of big
people. So crazy this year,
including Luke Combs, who is also headlining Stagecoach, which is so interesting to me.
I know. I forget where they put him on the lineup because they already came out with like the days and the
I'm like so curious because he sells out the same arenas that Taylor Swift does.
Because I feel like he wasn't an actual... Hold on. Now I have to like really quickly look. But wait, Luke Combs, where is he? Oh, okay, he's headlining the same day as Tyler, the Creator, which is a good... Like, they have different audiences, I'm sure. So, like, so he's on
at the same main time. Scene.
Yeah, at the same time, and they're both headlining the first day.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so Coachella's lineup hasn't been, like, insanely amazing to me for the past, like, 5 years or 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it is a good way just to, like, go do some brand stuff and not totally go in if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. And it's also just a good time to reach out to your contacts, ask if they're activating in any way. I feel like a lot of PR agencies are hosting events, even if it's gifting or showrooms to kind of prep for the festival. I feel like a lot of brands do that because they obviously want you to be wearing their clothes mm-hmm. too. The festival, so it kind of gets busy with that. But if you don't live local to probably LA, I don't think New York probably really does anything, but if you don't live local to LA, you can still reach out to your contacts and see if you can make any selects from brands or see if any of the brands that they represent are having activations out in the desert. I feel like brands do get really creative out there and it's really cool. So I feel like some of the big ones are Poosh. Has been doing a good Lemmy. Like a big house. 818.
Oh yeah, 818.
Does stuff. Celsius.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And then also Revolve. And I feel like you can just DM mm-hmm. all these brands too and reach out and just say, hey, I'm going to Coachella weekend one this year. Just wanted to reach out to see if you are activating at all or have any events. I would love to attend while I'm there. Whatever. Just short, simple. I feel like that's another mm-hmm. good way to reach out. So I feel like those are usually the main ones. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I feel like those are the main. I can't really think of any others.
And then I feel like brands do partnerships kind of related to Coachella products. For example... Also, this is so sad. 1 year it was a water bottle collab with this water bottle brand, ex Coachella. And the design on the water bottle was Coachella. And so they wanted content ahead of time, obviously, to promote the water bottle so people would buy it to take to Coachella because they have the refill stations and everything. And post went live. Everything was great. And then COVID happened and Coachella mm-hmm. didn't happen, which is so sad for that brand. But... yeah, things like that. I feel like a lot of brands do like festival specific drops. So if they want help promoting that, I feel like headphones for some reason kind of feel like a big thing there.
Like sunscreen brands, brands, lots of hair brands do stuff.
Tanning maybe, tanning brands you could reach out.
Yeah.
That could be a good one. Yeah,
definitely.
I feel like if you just get creative, come up with an idea or concept and then pitch maybe one of your favorite brands and be like, hey, I'm going to Coachella this year. I'd love to create content for you. Like, here's what I had in mind. I feel like brands could be really like have a positive response to that. So that's mm-hmm. kind of a good idea if you're trying to kind of make the most out of it. And then just a little tip, I'm pretty sure this is the same every year. I don't think it's changed, but you technically aren't allowed to shoot inside the festival with like all the Coachella logos without the permission from Coachella. So if a brand is pushing for you to shoot inside of the actual festival, make sure you push back and ask them and make sure like, hey, do you have permission and approval from Coachella? Because I feel like there have been years in the past and people don't do this anymore, obviously, because Coachella was sending out cease and desist letters. But there were times when girls, and I also participated in this, we would buy a Coachella ticket and then do a giveaway because I feel like everyone was doing giveaways. And somehow Coachella found out and cared enough to send every single person a cease and desist letter and like threatened to make that ticket inactive somehow. So,
or like ban you from Coachella, which I feel like they do not care anymore. I don't know what that was.
So whatever since that happened, I feel like I've been obviously on the more careful side of things. So even if brands are like, oh, like we want to work with you, but are you going to Coachella? I feel like most of the time we just say yes, because you're probably just creating content in a desert surrounding area anyway.
Yeah.
And honestly, in the festival, unless you get there super early when the lighting is not good, it is so crowded. There are so many people. It's not that, I mean, it is cute in the certain spots if that's your vibe, like in front of the stages, or they have a Ferris wheel, right? Am I making that up?
They do.
Okay, yeah.
They have a Ferris wheel.
Just like all the
that's
signs.
It's like an iconic spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if like the brand is actually activating inside of the festival, then I'm sure they probably have permission, but you just want to like double check, you know, make sure, because then otherwise Coachella will make you take your post downs and you don't want that to happen. So I feel like that's just something to be aware of that we kind of learned the hard way a couple years ago. And then just lastly, some fashion tips to wrap this up. I feel like we were talking about earlier with Danielle's influence, leaning in to accessories. I feel like you could be wearing the most basic base of an outfit, like black mini shorts, white tank top. But then if your accessories are insane, the outfit looks so good. So like stacking belts, stacking bracelets, scarves, hats, like all the things, chunky boots, would that have like metal, you know, clips all over them, whatever. Just like adding the accessories can just take the outfit to a whole other level. That's honestly my strategy this year, is because another thing is you want to be comfortable because it is so hot in Palm Springs.
It's so hot. Like, it's just not practical anymore to be wearing all the stuff that we have been in
like,
the past.
I would love to wear leather. Would love. Like, that's so chic.
It's not practical. Yeah.
It's 100 degrees outside. There's no way you're wearing leather.
Yeah. And I feel like accessories really make it unique, because I feel like people wear the same thing all the time, and just layering the accessories truly make the outfit. So I feel like we're going to see a lot of that this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. And also, if you need outfit inspo, I feel like, again, a lot of brands release festival edits. So it's super easy to get inspo and browse. Like, I feel like I've been getting so many ads on Instagram lately. And I feel like the main brands that are like small businesses, pretty affordable items that you can shop for. I feel like 12th Tribe does huge festival drops, and Shop Luna B does festival drops. Those are the main ones. And then also, you guys know we love Revolve, and Revolve also has like a whole festival section, and they have brands on there that are pretty affordable. Super Down is pretty affordable.
They have good stuff this year.
All the Ways, More to Come, I think are the like cute affordable brands. So, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of ways, and honestly, I just feel like people are going to be so, I feel like we're going to see a lot of just denim shorts, like denim cutoff
like
shorts,
yeah,
so
like classic, nothing
yeah,
too crazy,
like, don't overthink it, just accessorize, and I feel like that'll just give you such a cute outfit with that.
Yeah,
so that's kind of our plan for festival this year. So just wanted to share some tips if you guys are going, since it is coming up, which is so crazy. Okay, I feel like we can dive into part two of our Q&A. Again, thank you guys so much for submitting all these questions. We wanted to make sure we covered all of them for the most part. Diving in, first question is, or favorite spring fashion trend that you're looking forward to?
I feel like for me, it kind of goes back to my influence. I just love seeing people layer accessories and jewelry right now. I feel like people are really big on ring stacks and bracelet stacks. So I feel like that's what I'm really into. I love all the like springy, summery accessories, like the shells. I love a shell accessory. Honestly, year round, I love pearls, but it just makes the most sense this time of year. So
yeah,
I feel like that. What about you?
Spring fashion trends.
I can't even think of like the other fashion trend.
I think I'm kind of in this like period right now where my personal style is evolving. So I'm currently trying to figure myself out. Where I just feel like, I don't know, it's just kind of like gradual evolution. Like, once you get into your 30s, things that I used to wear, I'm just like, that's just not cute anymore. Like, that's just not me. And so, Yeah, I'm exploring, but I'm just loving, and I feel like this sounds so boring, but I just love good capsule wardrobe basics. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like girls are so chic on Pinterest and style it so well. And it probably does go back to the accessory thing, but I just love, like, I bought this set off Zara. It's a vest, and I'm not really a vest person, but I'm kind of excited for it. It has padded shoulders, which is so cute for a vest.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see.
And then, like, button down, and then it kind of flares a little bit on the bottom, so it, like, creates a really nice shape. And then the matching pants, I bought them. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep them, but they are a little bit on the balloon side, so they kind of adds, like, structure on the bottom as well. So, like, the vest, the waist goes in, and then the pants, mm-hmm. like, balloon out. So it's, like, just creating a lot there. And I don't know. I just love, like, timeless pieces. Like, this other brand, it's called Because of Alice, or BOA.
Cute.
And I feel like they just recently dropped a collection, and it's all sold out. And they're going to restock soon. But just some really chic, classy pieces. And, mm-hmm. yeah, I think also just leaning in, or just remembering to accessorize. I feel like sometimes I don't prioritize that, or I forget about it, and then I'm really sad when I don't have my bracelets on.
I know. So they really, like, make an outfit.
Really remembering to do that. But, yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, my gosh. I also bought these loafers, which I'm also not a loafer girl, but except when they're Chanel. But I bought these leather loafers off Tony Bianco. They're kind of like a white cream color, and they mm-hmm. kind of look similar to the YSL dupes. I don't know if you okay. know what I'm talking about, but
I just don't, like, think so.
I think I'm starting
are to kind of... Are they a new loafer from Saint Laurent?
No, the one from Saint Laurent is like a brown suede. It's like round toe, and then like...
Oh, okay. I see.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The which one? Just the Tony Bianco or the YSL?
No, the YSL. Like, okay. They just look like a classic.
Yeah.
Like, there's like some rouging kind of.
Yeah. Like a little scar okay,
yeah.
on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tony Bianco okay, cute. Has a pair in like.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I feel like Tony Bianco is the best dupes and shoes just in general.
Right now.
Ooh, those look really cute. I feel like those will be really good for summer, spring and summer.
I feel like
vibes.
I've seen a lot of girls style them and just either adding socks, like ankle socks with like mm-hmm. a cute skirt or whatever, or wearing like white trousers or linen trousers, and how they peek out. I love the look of them. So I'm really excited for those. But so I guess I'm more experimenting with yeah. styles that I haven't really experimented with before. Because I just okay, like want to evolve that. Into my just like, I don't know. I feel like classic wardrobe and like staple closet like sounds so boring, but like it truly makes me
no,
so happy. So I'm like I finding like, my pieces.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then you
yeah,
always have
in terms of fashion, like spring fashion, I feel like that's what I'm leaning towards. Just kind of like a more classy, elevated, casual, mm-hmm. but chic, relatable look, I think is what I'm going for. But part two to this question, things that I like seeing on other people is like, I love butter yellow on other people.
Okay.
Not on me.
Honestly, same.
Other people.
It's a happy so, color.
I really like that for spring. So...
You like to observe okay. it, but not
yeah,
practice.
exactly. Which I feel like is totally fine. Like I love that for you. I don't love that for mm-hmm. me, but I love that for you. So okay,
cute.
Oh my gosh, look at the next question. Okay.
Oh yeah.
The next question is: what so shoes specific. Are we wearing for spring summer?
Okay, so would your answer be the loafers?
Loafers.
Okay. Like, I feel like I really would love to be a ballet flat girly, but I just feel like I'm so short. Sometimes they look good, though.
You pull it off. I feel like they look good on you. I feel like they don't look good on me.
I'm just going to, like, force it and wear them and then be comfy in them because I have the cutest little Chanel.
They look good on you.
Okay, thanks.
Well, and you bought them. Yeah, you have to wear them.
Yeah, I know. I have to wear them. Like, they're so cute. My sister was wearing ballet flats when I visited her. And they looked so cute on her. She's a little taller than me, though. But I feel like ballet flats, I love seeing. Like, what you just said about butter yellow. And, like, I'm going to try to do it more. But I love seeing girls in ballet flats for spring and summer. I also love, like, a chunky sandal vibe for spring and summer too. It's funny because I feel like last year, like Adidas were just literally having the biggest moment ever this time of year. And I feel, I feel like that's like died down a little bit, but yeah, still there, like still wearing mine, but
same.
Yeah. Same. It's interesting. Yeah.
I think, I'm trying to think, obviously like kitten heels. I feel like kitten heels are so cute. And okay, you know the brand? It's TKEES. Is it Teeks? Mm-hmm.
They're
like minimal flip-flops. I feel like are so cute.
That's simple, a good one. Classy. That's a super good one.
It like
one.
Goes with my theme that I think I'm creating for myself, I think.
Love that.
Or like sandals with gold accents. Gold chunky
cute
accents, I feel like, are really cute. But yeah, I feel like those are the main. I feel like I normally lean towards, like you said, kind of the sambas last year, the kitten heels.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so excited to explore more with loafers. I feel like for me, loafers is kind of my ballerina flat. Like,
cute.
Mm-hmm. I think the little heel on the loafer really helps me mentally. Like, the flatness of the ballerina flat throws me off a little bit. So
yeah, I see what you mean.
That's like my compromise, I think. Okay. Next question is, what are your current favorite beauty products and a product you can't live without?
Okay. I was like just talking about this with Alyssa. Like the foundation I've been using is seriously the Lawless one. It's so good. I think it's called Forget
I'm
the Filler.
I'm wearing it right now.
Oh yeah.
I tried it today.
Think? It looks good.
I feel like
it looks really good
with the brush, which I normally don't.
The brush
I normally
is amazing.
Apply the foundation with a beauty blender.
Yeah.
And the brush is actually so good. Cause I feel like sometimes when you use a brush on foundation, it leaves streaks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just not doing it right. But maybe I need more product, I think. But with this brush and this foundation,
it blends really well.
Good. Like, I didn't have to use my beauty blender, which I was shocked by. So, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, things that I absolutely love, that foundation, I don't know why it's taken me so long to, like, be obsessed with this because I've had it for so long. But, like, seriously, I'm obsessed with the Rode. I think it's Piggy, that blush. It's
cute.
So
like the pink
pretty.
One.
It is my favorite blush. I love doing fake freckles. If I'm not doing like a full makeup look, I'm doing fake freckles. I love fake freckles. I use Freck, but I'm trying to get the Too Faced freckle pen, which apparently I don't know if they discontinued it. So I'm trying to find a new one. And then I also love the Say Star Glow underneath my makeup. I think it makes such a difference. I have it on right now and I just feel like it's so glowy and pretty.
I also put that on underneath because you said that the other day. So I was just like trying all the things today.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, those are my favorite. And then forever my favorite is the Caudalie Vino Perfect. Oh, that's skincare actually. I think someone actually asked about skincare next. So, okay, those are my favorite beauty right now. And I know I'm forgetting something, but those are the things I'm always reaching for. Okay. What about you?
Okay, I feel like this is such a hard question to narrow down. So are we just talking like makeup products, like our favorite?
I guess makeup because someone asked for skincare and
okay,
we'll
so
answer
we'll
that
do
next.
Skincare next. Okay, so makeup. I'm trying to think. Okay.
Oh, and your lashes. You should say your lashes.
Yes, my Revel lashes. Are they considered strip lashes? Is that what they're called? Like,
I don't know. I feel like they're like semi, they're not permanent, but like
no, but they
like,
last
not like a like a long lasting strip. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess they last like a long lasting one. 2 weeks. So
that's
I applied these lashes and I feel like they look really natural. The ones that I like the best from her collection, and they look so natural and they're last for 2 weeks. So I like to do my lashes once every 2 weeks, which is great because my personal lashes, like my actual lashes, I do not like at all. They are so straight and short. So they do not take mascara well. Mascara does not like really do anything. And if I am like creating content or going to be in front of a camera, I have to wear a strip lash to feel something. So these lashes are just theirs. Then I wake up with them on and I feel so great.
And feel beautiful.
Yeah, you can get them wet. Like, I shower with them. I just wash my face kind of around them. And then if I have to go in with a makeup wipe after the fact and kind of wipe around my eyes, I do that. Mm-hmm. But they get wet. Like, you can cry in them. Like, crying
love therapy. That. No, and they don't rip these off lashes. Your real lashes, right?
No,
like, I don't eyelash extensions.
No. Yeah. So, those are so great. Yes, good call. Right now, I'm obsessed with Say Beauty right now. I am kind of on that clean journey. I'm not like trying to completely switch everything and like make the drastic change, but I'm trying to make small changes where I can. So this Say Beauty just came out with a new powder blush, and I feel like with my skin type, I lean a little bit more towards powder products and love their like regular, what is it called? Their just like liquid blush.
Yeah.
But they just released a powder blush and it's so good. I'm so obsessed. So loving Say Beauty for that. I love Hourglass as a brand as well. Mm-hmm. Their concealer is my absolute favorite. And I really love the Makeup by Mario lipsticks because they are like a creamy satin and I feel like they don't dry out my lips. And loving the Makeup Forever, I think it's Endless Cacao, which is the brown liner. I'm loving putting a brown liner under my nude lip combo just for a little bit more definition.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like those are kind of like my go-to products right now. So,
yeah.
Okay. So then next is skincare. What's your favorite skincare?
Always my Caudalie Veno Perfect Serum.
Yes.
Really, really love that. Love the Clarins. I honestly don't switch up my skincare that often. I am using the SK2 Facial Essence.
Love
that. It smells and feels so good on my skin. That's, I feel like, my recent kind of addition. This isn't really skincare. Maybe it is. I think it's like an eye cream / eye tint. And actually, I'm obsessed with it. It's the Colleen Rothschild. I think is that how you say it? Colleen Rothschild?
So.
Okay, so they have this like pink tinted eye cream / eye tint. And it literally, I'm not even joking you, it brightens and gets rid of like all the darkness in your eyes. I should do a video on it because it's actually shocking and it's like one of my favorite things to put it on. I do that during the day, not at night. But that's like another recent exciting addition. So yeah, I think those ones for me. What about you?
Okay, skincare products. I feel like my routine is very simple. Like, I don't like it complicated. And so I just love every product that I use. So I use the ZO Skin Gentle Cleanser. Mm-hmm. I love that cleanser so much.
Yeah, I love that one too.
I think using a gentle cleanser is really good for your skin. And also love the SK2 Essence. And I'm like blinking. I'm like, there's this. Oh my gosh. How could I forget? The Clarins Double Serum.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I go amazing. Through that stuff like crazy.
Same.
Also the Caudalie. What's that serum? The Caudalie Serum. The white
Veno
one.
Veno Perfect. Yes.
Yep. Veno Perfect.
Favorite forever.
And then moisturizer. Lately, I ran out of the one I was using. And then so I just kind of started a new one to see if I like it. And it's the SkinCeuticals one.
Mm.
I forget the name. I think it's like lipid repair or something. But it's like a super hydrating one, which I feel like my skin needs, especially after my microchanneling facials. But I feel like SkinCeuticals I've kind of been dabbling in lately. I'm trying to think of this. Let me see if they like have a post about it or something. Skincentical Triple Lipid Restore 242. Whatever that means.
Okay. Love that.
And then I used the at night, the Ilia lip mask at night. Mm-hmm. And then during the day, I really like the You Beauty lip product. It's like a lip gloss, but yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've tried that.
And then after workout, love the SOS spray by Tower 28. And after I do that, then I spray the Caudalie Beauty Mist just to kind of like hydrate.
Love.
And that just feels really refreshing.
Right next to me.
I could spray that stuff on my face all day.
I know. It smells like a spa. Carissa told me to spray it in the shower and it like literally takes over the whole shower and it's actually, it smells so good.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah,
lots of great products. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next question is, if you couldn't live in California, where would you go? What a fun question.
I know. I would move to Hawaii, honestly. I've recently figured that out. Like, I really would. I thought I was like, oh, yeah, New York. That's like the classic answer. But I know. Like, mine would for sure be Hawaii, I think. Or, wait. If this is anywhere, I would love to live in Europe.
Do like realistic, like
state. Okay, realistic would move to Hawaii. Yes. Okay. What about you?
Honestly, I don't know because I don't like the cold, so it's really hard to go.
I know. Like I feel like you give California. New York, but I don't know. I feel like I could see you in New York for a little bit at least if you had to move, but. It's not really in the picture for us, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, this is such a hard question. I feel like I could potentially go back to Arizona. Mm-hmm. But it's just so freaking hot there that I'm so over that. And I lived there for most of my life. So I don't really want to go back to that. Maybe Texas. But also it's really cold there. But everyone has really pretty houses and land.
Oh, yeah, true.
So that's nice. Yeah, that's it. Like, I just love my little bubble.
Yeah.
And, like, don't like humidity, don't like the cold. So I feel like the East Coast just isn't going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's the vibe.
Okay. That's the vibe.
Okay. Next question. Would you ever consider starting your own talent agency? No way. Not me.
So funny. Yeah. Talent agency where we're, like, signing influencers.
Yeah, like, getting brand deals for influencers.
Like, I feel like, no.
It's so much work. Like, the amount of work that they do is so respectable.
You couldn't do, like, this and that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would not give this up for owning a talent agency.
Yeah, I just feel like
you to think that.
You, like, it... Like, they do so much work, and they're working all the time. So it's like, if you did this and that, you wouldn't be able to give 100% to either. And then I feel like they both would suffer and not do well.
Yeah, these managers at these talent agencies seriously have to hustle. Like, your talent is texting you not within work hours. Like, you're working on the weekends, like, when things have to go live, and you have to make sure everyone is on top of everything. Like, it's so much work, and I have so much respect for talent agency owners. But, yeah, you would definitely have to choose between this and owning one. So,
Yeah. Okay. Next question. What is one thing you wish you knew or did differently when you first started out as a creator?
I feel like this is really hard because I feel like you have to go through things and learn from your mistakes as a creator. But wait, I need to
think
about
this. I feel like one thing that comes to mind really quick is like,
yeah, you go first.
Linking more things and not being embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like when linking was a thing, like, if you guys are OG, you used to have to have 10,000 followers to get the link option. And it was not like a tap button, it was a swipe up. So it was like, swipe up to this.
Swipe up. Honestly,
miss a swipe up.
I know.
And so, like, getting to that was such a big milestone and, like, such a big deal that you could link. And I just, like, sometimes I think I felt like it was very, like, spammy to always be like, swipe up on my link, swipe up, swipe up. So I feel like I didn't do that as much in the beginning, whereas I wish I did to kind of, like, I guess, train my audience earlier on, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. No, that's a good one. That totally makes sense.
So I feel like that's something I wish I did differently first starting out.
Yeah. I feel like when I'm thinking about things that I did starting out, like, this isn't the question, but one thing that worked really well for me and that I'm really glad that I did starting out was the consistency thing. And I'm honestly really surprised with how consistent I was while I had my 9-to-5. Like, I was really hustling on the weekends, like, somehow had content all throughout the week and had a 9-to-5. So definitely, definitely recommend doing that and really focusing on that. Other than that, I mean, I feel like I don't have any regrets. Social media is, like,
so different now.
It's so different. I think, like, the one thing, if I could tell myself, like, is to pretty much just find your thing. But I feel like I had to go through all the things to get to my thing. So I just feel like that really sets people apart right now. But when we were starting out, everyone was kind of the same.
I think another thing that I wish I knew or did differently was, like, trying the new things sooner. So, like, when Instagram rolled out stories, like, not hopping being so fast, like, hesitant or resistant to it. Because I remember when stories first came out, everyone was like, we are never using stories. We're only on Snapchat. Like,
and then Snapchat,
and then obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, you know, there's, like,
so, like, things like that, or, like, obviously with TikTok, when TikTok first came out, or
it seemed embarrassing, but yeah, you really do have to be an early adopter to pretty much everything as a creator.
Being just open to trying it, and then if it doesn't work, then that's fine. At least you tried it, but not being hesitant or resistant to change, I feel like, is another thing. So
yeah,
okay. Next question is, what do you do to get changed on content days? I always find this so hard.
Honestly, we're really good at changing in public. Like, I seriously, whenever I shoot at the flower fields, I always at least have one more outfit change. And I am doing this in front of everyone. I think you have to be, the key is to be strategic with what you're wearing underneath. Like, if you're, like, changing a little. Yeah.
Put it in a specific order.
Like, if you can wear, like, a little short situation, like booty short and, like, tank top situation under all of your outfits. My dog is barking. Then it's so easy. Literally, it's so easy. So we always try to do that. And then really just, like, strategically putting things on underneath things.
For, like, main content days when we are shooting, we do have a car and we are driving around. So we do mainly change in the car. And I think you just have to be mindful of your surroundings. Like, watch when people are walking by. Try not to be in a super busy area. You kind of have to wait sometimes when people are walking by. But yeah, like, if we're in New York, when we're not in that situation, we try to be kind of strategic. So you want to make sure, like, this could go either way, but with jeans and a dress, say your first outfit is a dress and your second outfit is a pair of jeans, so, like, with that you can slip your jeans up first and then that way there's no problem on the bottom, and then you kind of have to, like, shimmy or figure out a way to get it, maybe pull your arms out of the dress and put the top on over your head, so when you pull down the top you're sliding off the dress but you already have your pants on. So you kind of just have to strategically think, like, okay, what location, what is the order, how can I make this work, can I wear, like, a similar bottom and only have to change my top, or locate bathrooms maybe in coffee shops, like, buy a small coffee, use the restroom to change there. I feel like you do have to get really creative. We've seen those, like, tents that people will
in buy, New York,
that's kind of like a whole thing, and we don't really do that, but if you have to, then you have to, kind of situation.
It's smart if you're in New York and there's not, like, public bathrooms
or your car or whatever. But for us, we're mainly changing in our cars, so yeah, it's a lot of practice and just being aware. And, like, I think if you are in a public area, just, like, try not to be, like, abrasive about it. Maybe, like, tuck yourself away a little bit, or just, like, don't try not to draw attention to yourself, or if you're with a group of friends, like, you can stand in a circle and, like, hold up some blazers. And, like,
we did that on our girls' trips.
Yeah.
Also, I've, like, fully changed in the middle of a New York City coffee shop, like, while sitting down. I feel like we're so good at it now.
Subtle. No one knew.
Like, so subtle. I fully, like, changed my pants in a coffee shop and no one saw or knew. I feel like it's, you know, you get better with practice and you also stop caring as much. But obviously, yeah. Pay attention to your surroundings.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is, a brand canceled a paid collab. Should I tag them anyways? We've collaborated in the past, but only with Gifted.
I feel like I need more context to this situation. Like, are you talking about you're going to tag them in the post that was supposed to be paid? Because I wouldn't post the entire post that was supposed to be paid. No. But if you're saying, like, in a very organic, like, story way, and, like, if this partnership, like, has potential to come back, I would. But canceling a paid collab is, that's just, like, really frustrating. And I feel like I need more context on this situation. Like, how far along was it? And why did they cancel?
Have they already sent you the product and you created the content and then you submitted it and then they were like, oh, hey, actually, we have to cancel? Mm-hmm. Because then at that point, I feel like you could kind of fight for like 50% of the fee since you basically did 50% of the work. But if you like created the content and you love it and then they canceled on you and you still want to post it, like, I feel like you could post it and just not tag them, unfortunately.
Like, ghost tag them and you're, like, repost on your stories and ghost tag them so they see what they could have had.
Unless, again, there's, like, potential for a long-term relationship, but I don't think they would do this if there was a potential for a long-term relationship. It just seems like that's kind of not the most professional thing on the brand side. So, I feel like you have to trust your gut and go with your heart on how you feel about posting it. If you love it and you need content and you already created it, and like maybe wait a little bit to post it and potentially tag them on the last slide. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that is a very frustrating situation to be in. Unfortunately. Yeah. Okay. Next question is, a key phrase floating around the content industry is, quote, having a signature series helps your account grow. Oh, there was no end quote. Having a signature series, end quote, helps your account grow. What are your thoughts? Also, part two of this question, if you were starting from scratch, what would yours be?
Fun question. I mean, I absolutely think that this sort of thing helps your account grow. Like, if you think about everyone who's blown up and gone super viral, like, all of a sudden on TikTok or something, it's like they probably have some sort of series that they do, like whether it's reviewing celebrity like outfits or they're like styling things in a certain way. I think it's like a good way to get your audience hooked and interested in like a certain series, especially if it's very relevant to what your whole account is about. I really like doing this with like spring hairstyles or like very seasonal specific things, like spring outfits or vacation outfits, and like they don't have to be too long. Like if you want to do like 5 days of blank blank blank, I feel like we're seeing that more and more. But if you're someone who like talks to the camera, like we have a friend who does like really fun dating updates, and I think those are ones that people absolutely love to see and watch and relate to. So that's like a really good idea if you want to like talk to the camera too. Like, what are your thoughts?
I feel like it's definitely a good thing. And if you have something that you can talk a lot about and then break it up into series, that's super helpful. I feel like for me, if I were to start from scratch and start one, I feel like I would love to do more of a styling series. For me, like to create videos around outfits and styling for the most part. So just, you know, how to style a blazer 5 different ways, how to wear these boots different ways, like things like that. I feel like I would do.
Yeah.
For that. But yeah, I feel like if you have something you want to share and you can have multiple parts to it and keep it going for more than a couple posts, like it's a good idea to start a series too. So
yeah.
Okay. Last question is, how and when do you edit your content, and how do you not fall asleep?
This question is hilarious because if I'm editing, I fall asleep immediately. It's like actually really annoying. It is my natural melatonin. That's what I always joke about. Like, this is the story of my life. And honestly, I'm glad to know that someone else struggles with this too, because I'm like,
Josh, we will literally be on trips so in a hotel. And like, we'll be laying in bed after a long day, like editing stuff, like 2 minutes, like we get in bed, 2 minutes later, oh I look God, over I'm, and she is I like out. Passed out, phone is like on her chest or like just like not there. And I'm like,
I actually struggle so much when traveling now, because that on top of me falling asleep when I edit, like it's really bad because I'm so behind when I travel, because I want to be so in the moment, and then editing just takes a really long time for me. So I'd rather just do it when I get back. I'm trying to find the balance with this, honestly, but I am a morning person and I'd rather edit in the morning. I will fall asleep immediately at night, so I have to wake up early. That's my thing. Like, if you're wondering how to do that, like my thing is I'm more awake in the morning. I have to set an alarm like at least an hour or two earlier just to edit and get stuff done in the morning. So, you know, that's my tip. Wish I had more for you, but that's how I'm figuring it out. What about you? I feel like you don't fall asleep.
The opposite. I would rather sleep in longer. Yeah. So I would rather stay up later so that I can set my alarm to wake up when I need to post. Like, so I set my alarm, wake up, post. Because it's
like,
ready.
Do you get
so,
like, tired when you edit? I don't know why the heck I get so tired.
Yes, but not tired enough to
like
fall
not falling asleep.
Yeah. Like, I am tired, especially like fashion week, for example. Like, we're exhausted, we've had a full day, like you want to get your posts up, you know, to be kind of in real time slightly. Yeah. And I feel like we like get in bed earlier now, which helps. Like, try to be in bed by 9, 10 o'clock. That way hopefully we're going to bed by midnight. Which I feel like I can do, but sometimes obviously when it's like a late night and then you're in bed at midnight and you stay up till 2 editing.
Yeah.
But like, I still would rather stay up till 2, edit, prep everything, and then go to sleep, and then wake up when I need to get up, post, and then get ready to go. So
yeah,
I feel like I'd be more tired in the morning to edit. And I don't know, for me, I'm a night owl, and I feel like the most inspired at night. So I could prep a post like regularly in the middle of the day, have it ready to go. But I'm just, like, not inspired, so I have to do it when I'm in bed, like, getting ready for bed, because that's when I'm, like, feeling the vibes, and then I get excited for the morning.
Like, for me, it's, like, knowing that I got that sleep, then I'm not tired anymore. I don't know. You have to figure out if you're a night person or a morning person, and then
we're getting the same amount of sleep. It just depends, like, when you're getting that amount and what you prefer. The only downfall about editing at night, I will say, is that it's hard to tell the lighting of your photo, because if your brightness is up and you think your photo's brighter than it actually is, and then you post it in the morning without double checking, like sometimes it comes out a little darker than you have planned, which has happened to me a couple times. So I do have to double check in the morning with like the morning light that like it looks good on my phone in like not darkness. And also I have my phone in dark mode too, because that just helps with my eyes. It used to really help with migraines and stuff, but I don't get them anymore. But the dark just helps, I think, my eyes better. So having it on dark mode, editing at night, sometimes it's a little darker than I had planned. But yeah, I feel like you just have to find what works for you. And if it's going to sleep and then getting up earlier to do it, do that. If it's staying up and getting it ready to go in the for the morning, like... Yeah, you kind of just have to figure it out by trial and error. And Danielle and I are opposite, so she gets fed, and I'm doing my post, and then she gets up. So, yeah, well, thank you guys so much for submitting all these questions. I feel like there were so many good ones. All of them were so good. And we love these kinds of episodes, so thank you guys for submitting. And do you want to share our listener of the week this week to wrap up this episode?
Yes, our listener of the week is Augusta Haynes. Her handle is at AugustaHaynes. She asked some of these questions, and we so appreciate that. She's also a stunning college girly and has stunning hair, and she just looks like a beautiful person. So shout out to you, Augusta. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And again, thank you guys for submitting all these questions. They were so good. And I feel like that's pretty much a wrap for this episode. So we will chat in our next episode. Have a good week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.